Hello, I'm Gary Ade, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors. Toronto comes in with a record of 22-27 on the year. Golden State is 24-24. Over its last 10, Toronto 6-4, but has won 2 in a row. Golden State just 4-6 over that span, but they just won an emotional game against Memphis the other night. Here are the numbers. Toronto averages 112.6 per game. Golden State 117.7. Golden State, though, surrenders 118, so they actually have a negative point differential of 0.3. Meanwhile, Toronto surrenders 112.1, so even though they're 5 games under 500, they have a positive point differential at 0.5. Turnovers, Raptors best in the NBA at not committing them, committing just 11.5 per game. That is an incredible number. Golden State, meanwhile, sloppy with the ball, turns it over 16 times per game. Shooting numbers, 47.1% from the field by the Warriors, 45.1% by the Raptors. Toronto is a meager 33.5% from long range. Golden State, much healthier, 37.7%. Golden State shoots 79.5% from the free throw line. Toronto right there with them at 79.2%. Raptors get very little production from their bench, just 29.2 points per game. Golden State's bench, very productive, 37.7 points per contest. The Warriors won the first meeting of these two clubs, 126-110, and they are the home team here. Andrew Wiggins remains questionable. Toronto is healthy. So the question is, can the Raptors slow down the Warriors' offense? But I don't know. I think that's a tough question. The Warriors are home, much better home than on the road this year. But the Warriors also have a propensity for losing to teams they shouldn't lose to and not getting up for inferior competition. So I think this game could go either way. But I'm going to go ahead and say the Warriors find a way to win just on talent and offensive prowess alone. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Warriors and Raptors. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors. The lines are currently open and it favors the Golden State Warriors sitting at 5 in the spread with the over-under of 229.5. Now, looking at these two teams offensively, Golden State averages around 117.7 points per game and Toronto averages around 112.6 points per game. So if you add those two up right now, you're leaning towards the over in that one, and I do like the over because the Warriors have a bunch of scorers on their team. When the Splash Brothers, but one player I really want to get into is Jordan Poole. Right now, his player props currently sit at 21.5. Look at his last 10 games. He's been averaging 23.8 points. And his last time he faced Toronto, he dropped 43 points. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one in Jordan Poole on the point side. Now, Steph Curry currently sits at 27.5. Now, his last 10 games, he's been averaging around 27. But at home, he's been averaging around 28.9 points. I think if I expect Jordan Poole to do a little more, I think Steph Curry would come in down a little bit, probably around 25 points, maybe 26 points. So I would probably lean and take the under in that one. But one thing you want to take the over on is his assist numbers. It currently sits at 6.5. If you're giving a ball to Klay Thompson and Jordan Poole more, you got two scorers on the team, I expect a little bit more on the assist numbers for Steph Curry. So I would lean and take that one as well. Now, on this one, offensively, I love the over in this one. The Warriors haven't really been that great of a team on the defensive side. They've been giving up 118 points per game. I mean, Toronto's been okay. They give up 112 points per game, but that's still not that great either. So, like I said, you add those two up, you're definitely leaning towards the over in that one. And if you look at the over, the Warriors have been 27-18-3. Like, I love that record for them. And Toronto has been very good, too. They've been 27-22. As a matter of fact, what's been trending for the Raptors of late, they've been 6-1 in the over their last 7 road games. So I definitely like the over in this game as well. Now, if you're looking at the spread here right now, like I said, it's sitting at 5. The Warriors have a record of 22-25-1, while Toronto has a record of 25-24. Now, I would probably on the spread, I would lean towards Toronto in this one. I just don't trust the Warriors sometimes. And if you look at their last 5 home games, the Warriors have been 0-5 against the spread. So I would probably lean towards Toronto in the overall spread, but definitely go on the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors. I'm Brandon Fryer, and this is Stacking NBA.